Good morning, this is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church. I was trying to get my watch to sync with my phone and kept turning on and off the Bluetooth, but it apparently did not work. Wow, perhaps you can relate to that suffering because you've had the same experience. However, often it is hard to relate to the sufferings of others. I have said this before. Once I was on the Metro Rail in Miami, Florida, and heading as a social worker to the downtown courthouse. This was part of my job then. After a few moments, the PA came on, and the announcer said that there was a fire that broke out at one of the stops of the Metro Rail. I saw the panic on the people's faces. I was immediately grieved, and I began to pray. Afterwards, I looked up at the location of the fire that had been announced, and I was kind of relieved and saw it was not going to impact my journey to the courthouse. Again, I had prayed for those who might be impacted and were impacted. At the same time, shortly thereafter, I began to focus on my work day ahead and focus on what I had to do. You see, often we get bystander apathy and don't really hear the cries of others unless we are directly impacted. You say cancer's for other people until we get cancer. We say suicide impacts others until one of ours in our family or friends in our circles commits suicide. Thankfully, the Lord Jesus Christ is not like us. God in flesh can relate to you today. This is why the Word tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You see, Jesus can relate to you today. It's because he walked like we walked and lived the reality we live, and he understands what we go through. Yet he did not sin. What's a sin? If you've ever told a lie, then you've committed a sin. He dealt with the same trials and hardships of life, and even more as he went to the cross to pay for those sins. So Jesus can relate to you today. And not only that, the Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. So not only do we have, as it says, a high priest who can relate to us as far as temptations go and trials on earth, but he also cares for us immensely. That's why with his great love he sacrificed himself on the cross for your sins and my sins. So today, no matter your plight, no matter your sufferings, you can turn to Jesus. No matter your struggle, whether it be financial, mental, emotional, relational, or your situation, you can turn to Jesus. We sin, and we can turn to Jesus and be forgiven. You see, he can relate to temptations, but not to our sin. In this, the results of his temptations are different than ours, in that often our temptations lead us to sin. Thankfully, Jesus, our high priest, paid for your sins and mine. The only thing we need to do is repent, turn to him as we turn away from those sins, and ask him to save us in faith. And if you repent and turn to him in faith and trust today, you can be freely forgiven. This is God's gracious gift in Christ. May you be blessed and your family be blessed today. This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church.